Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not selling anything. We're interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
50 to 60.
Thank you very much. 50 to 60. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian or other. What do you consider yourself?
Hispanic Latino.
Okay. Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes, I do.
And there was an election in Virginia on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Now, it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that election? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Likely,
and is it very likely or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Someone. Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
Economical.
Thank you. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
Thank you. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia?
Making changes on immigration.
Thank you very much. Now, in Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted or how likely would have voted had you participated in the election? Only for Democratic candidates for the General Assembly? Only for Republican candidates for the General Assembly, or a mix of Democrats and Republicans candidates for the General Assembly?
Democrats.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about candidates and issue campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads.
Yeah, that's you mean what I see on the TV?
Yeah,
there's some flyers
yeah.
And
But we do have a list because we want to categorize them better, so we're going to go through the list and you tell me yes or no if you had experienced those things in this election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the elections.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish language TV ads.
Yes.
English language radio ads?
No.
Spanish language radio ads?
No.
English language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
Yes.
Spanish language online digital ads and videos, for example, YouTube?
Yes.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook?
Yes.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
No.
Someone coming to my door?
No.
Billboard and yard signs?
Yes.
Direct mail?
Yes.
family members or friends talking about the election?
Yes.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard to the November prior to the November 7th election in Virginia that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Not really. I don't remember nothing like that.
That's fine. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote for which candidates you would support for the Virginia Assembly?
Yeah, that's important to know what they are offering.
Uh-huh. And why did you change your mind?
It changed my mind when I know better about what they have for, like I said, what they're offering, what they have in plan.
Thank you very much. Now, and did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
Yeah, that could change, yeah.
And why did you change your mind that you would actually vote in the election?
Let me understand better this question.
Yes.
It's like why I decide to vote or why... not to vote?
The previous question was, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote in the election? And we're asking why.
Sometimes when I see them in any kind of TV interviews or send the flyers, I see some changes when the previous to the vote day. That's
previous.
Made me change. Yeah, previous. That's okay. Made me change my my election for certain candidates.
Okay. So what I got was sometimes when I see them in TV interviews or they send flyers, I see the changes prior to the election.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me change my election for candidates.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or would have voted in the November 7th election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? Abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues and inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly?
Democrats.
Giving Democrats.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the elections this past month in Virginia. After I read each message, please tell me and let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. The first one is, 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they've delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss, by making historic investments in law enforcement and mental health services, signing $5 billion in tax relief and adding 230,000 new jobs. There's so much more that can be done, but it can only happen if you vote to elect a Republican Assembly to back Governor Youngkin up so he can deliver. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Is it not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you. The next one is, Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's common sense position that most Virginians support. Two, Virginian Democrats, however, support no limits on abortions, including all the way up to 40 weeks, and reasonable limits on abortion or no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Is it not very convincing or not at all?
Not convincing.
At all?
At all, yeah.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms, and they are only interested in one thing, power. If MAGA Republicans win total control of the Virginia Assembly, they'll pass an extreme agenda banning abortions across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich, paid for by working people. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is it very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, today, radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high, and some Virginia County prosecutors refuse to do their jobs, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off our streets and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is it very convincing or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is, it's common sense. Domestic abusers should not get guns, but Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun, even those who a judge says they are dangerous, making law enforcement's job harder. Virginia Democratic candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws, like background checks that will help keep you safe. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing of all.
Okay, not convincing at all. Thank you. The last one, the last statement is, it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky passed sweeping new abortion bans. MAGA Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginian Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or health of the mother. Women who try to get an abortion and doctors who perform abortions should end up in jail. You don't have to look far to know where MAGA Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Is it not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not very, yeah, nothing.
Not very convincing, thank you. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
Economic and immigration.
Thank you. But if you had to pick one, which one would be the...
Most...
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Just only one, you mean, on both immigration or economic?
Yes.
Yeah, economic.
If you have to, economic.
Yeah, economic, yeah. Is that.
Thank you. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Is it economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Protect our democracy.
Okay. And will the issue of abortion and reproductive... No way.